WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, folks. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something that can feel pretty darn tough. Forgiving yourself. Ever been stuck in a loop of replaying past mistakes, beating yourself up for decisions you wish you could take back? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. It's like carrying around this heavy backpack of guilt and regret, weighing you down with every step. But here's the thing. Holding on to anger and resentment towards ourselves doesn't actually change anything. It just keeps us stuck in the past, robbing us of joy and peace in the present. So, how do we break free from the self-imposed prison? How do we cultivate that elusive sense of forgiveness and understanding towards ourselves? Well, buckle up, because today, we're going to unpack 5 powerful strategies that can help you write your inner narrative and step into a more forgiving, compassionate version of yourself. First off, recognize that you're human. Seriously, folks, write that down. We're all flawed. We all make mistakes. It's part of the messy, beautiful tapestry of life. Trying to be perfect is like chasing an illusion. It's exhausting and ultimately unattainable. Remember those epic fails in your past? Yeah, they probably taught you something valuable, right? Mistakes are just opportunities for growth disguised as awkward moments. Next up, practice empathy. I'm not talking about feeling sorry for yourself, I'm talking about understanding the context behind your actions. Back when you made that mistake, what were you dealing with? What were your motivations? Were you stressed, overwhelmed, or simply lacking information? By stepping into those shoes and seeing things from a place of compassion, you can start to release the judgment and guilt. Now, let's talk about taking responsibility. Owning up to our mistakes is crucial for growth. It doesn't mean dwelling on them forever, but acknowledging what happened, understanding why it occurred, and committing to doing better next time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect someone else to sweep their mess under the rug, would you? Same goes for your own actions. Speaking of moving forward, actively engage in self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. I'm talking about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Read a good book. Spend time in nature. Connect with loved ones. Pursue hobbies that bring you joy. When you prioritize your well-being, you create space for forgiveness and self-compassion to flourish. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like giving up, days when those old tapes replay in your head. But don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently redirect your focus back to the present moment, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and keep practicing. Picture this. You're at a networking event trying to make connections, but feeling incredibly self-conscious because you spilled coffee on yourself earlier that morning. That stain is screaming, "I'm awkward and clumsy." But here's the thing. Those around you probably barely noticed. Even if they did, they're likely too preoccupied with their own anxieties to judge you harshly. Instead of letting that one slip up derail your confidence, take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on connecting with people authentically. See, self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about acknowledging our humanity, learning from our experiences, and moving forward with compassion for ourselves. It's about choosing to see ourselves as worthy of love and understanding, even when we stumble. So, what are you going to do today? I challenge you to write down 3 things you're forgiving yourself for. Then, take a moment to visualize those burdens lifting from your shoulders. You deserve to feel lighter, freer, and more empowered. And remember, this is just the beginning of your journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. Now go out there and rock it. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you level up your mental game. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.